KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In baseball, Brandon Phillips had three hits, and left-hander Brandon Finnegan allowed two hits over six innings Thursday, leading the Cincinnati Reds to a 7-0 victory and a rare series win over the St. Louis Cardinals. That was a game heard here yesterday on KJAN. The Reds took two of three, giving them only their fifth series win in the last 23 between the National League Central rivals. For the first time since 1999, the Reds have won six straight series after the All-Star break. Phillips had a single and a pair of doubles, scored three times, and drove in a run against former teammate Mike Leake. Ramon Cabrera drove in three runs, and Eugenio Suarez knocked in a pair. Finnegan allowed a pair of singles, and the bullpen gave up three more while closing out Cincinnati's fourth shutout, which is tied with Milwaukee and Pittsburgh for the fewest in the National League. Elsewhere around the league, Brad Miller hit a three-run homer in the eighth inning, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 on Thursday. Miller connected on his 19th homer off Joakim Soria, who gave up three of the Rays' overall four hits during his one inning. Brad Boxberger worked out of a bases-loaded one-out jam in the eighth before Alex Colome got his 26th save despite giving up two hits during the ninth. Drew Smyly allowed two runs, five hits, one walk, and struck out 10 over seven innings. Ian Kennedy gave up one hit, walked four, and had nine strikeouts and six-plus innings for the Royals. Alex Gordon hit his eighth home run. Tampa Bay won the final two games to split that four-game series. The Rays are 8-25 against Kansas City since the start of the 2012 season. Well, there's now a two-way tie for first in the American League East following the Toronto Blue Jays' eighth victory in their last 11 games. Jay Happ won his ninth consecutive decision, and the Jays pulled even with Baltimore by downing Houston 4-1. Happ is 15-3 after limiting the Astros to a run and four hits over six innings. He's 9-0 with a .249 earned run average in 10 starts since losing at Detroit on June 6th. Edwin Encarnacion capped the scoring by reaching 30 home runs for the fifth straight season. Houston pitchers struck out a major league record 61 in a four-game series, three more than the previous mark set by Cincinnati against San Diego in 2008. However, the Astros dropped the last three games of that series to fall 6.5 games behind the AL West leading Rangers. Jonathan Lucroy hit his first Texas Rangers homer, and Ian Desmond had two RBIs in a 5-3 win at Baltimore. Shin-Soo Chu came off the disabled list to get two hits and score a run as the Rangers avoided a three-game sweep. Mark Trumbo, Pedro Alvarez, and Hyun-Soo Kim also went deep for the Orioles. Boston's now within two games of first place in the AL East after Brock Holt provided a couple of big hits in the Red Sox 3-2 11-inning win at Seattle. Holt opened up the scoring with a solo homer and snapped a two-all tie with an RBI single in the 11th inning. Elsewhere around the majors, the AL Central leading Indians banged out four home runs and received 4 2/3 hitless innings from their bullpen in a 9-2 pounding of Minnesota. They stretched their division lead now to three games. The Indians are up three over Detroit. The Tigers ended an eight-game winning streak with a 6-3 loss to Chicago yesterday. Denard Span led off the 10th inning with a homer to send San Francisco past Philadelphia 3-2, giving the Giants a two-game lead in the National League West. The Dodgers kept pace with the Giants as Kenta Maeda combined with three relievers on a five-hitter in a 4-2 win on the road at Colorado. Jay Bruce had been 0-10 since he joined the Mets before he launched a three-run homer in the fifth inning in a 4-1 triumph against the Yankees yesterday. Adonis Garcia lined an RBI double and scored from second on a stolen base attempt in Atlanta's 5-2 verdict over Pittsburgh. Yonder Alonso doubled home the tie-breaking run in the 10th inning as Oakland outscored the Angels by a final of 8-6. Also in baseball news, Kansas City Royals designated hitter Kendry Morales has received a one-game suspension and a fine for his actions following a ninth-inning ejection, which included returning to the field in Tuesday night's game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Joe Garagiola Jr., MLB's senior vice president of standards and on-field operations, announced that punishment yesterday. The amount of the fine wasn't disclosed. Morales was scheduled to serve the suspension Thursday when the Royals played the final game of that four-game series with the Rays, but he appealed the ruling and was in last night's starting lineup. Also in baseball news, Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes has been put on the 15-day disabled list because of a sore right quadriceps that's bothered him since July 8th. Mets manager Terry Collins has teed off on those wondering whether the outfielder aggravated his injury playing golf. The team recalled outfielder Brandon Nimmo from AAA Las Vegas to replace Cespedes, who's hitting .292 with 22 homers and 59 RBIs this season. Luis Severino is back in the Yankees rotation. He'll start Tuesday at Boston. Severino spent 2 months in the minors after opening the season 0-6 with a 7.46 ERA and 7 starts. He's allowed an unearned run and just one hit in 8 1/3 innings over 3 relief appearances since his recall just last week. An investigation into USA Gymnastics finds the organization collected complaints of improper conduct by more than 50 coaches over 10 years and regularly declined to forward them to the authorities unless asked. That opened the door for further abuse in some cases. The Indianapolis Star found 4 separate instances when USA Gymnastics didn't take action about potential misconduct by a coach, with each of the 4 coaches later being charged or convicted of abuse. The report's release comes as the U.S. women's team heads to Rio as the heavy favorites to defend the gold medal. The IOC has approved the entry of 271 Russian athletes for the Rio Olympics. Russia's number of entries was originally 389 before the IOC asked international sports federations to decide which Russian athletes should be cleared to compete after a review of their doping records. The final decision on entries was up to a 3-member IOC panel, which received advice from an independent sports arbitrator. The IOC asked international sports federations to decide which Russian athletes should be cleared to compete after a review of those doping records. That followed an investigation for the World Anti-Doping Agency that detailed state-sponsored cheating in Russia. Earlier in the day, the International Boxing Association cleared all 11 of Russia's boxers who qualified for the Rio Games to compete after a doping review. The International Judo Federation cleared all 11 Russian judo athletes to compete as well. A federal appeals court has ruled that the NFL was within its rights when it suspended Minnesota Vikings star Adrian Peterson in 2014 after he was charged with child abuse. The 3-judge panel wrote that the players' union and the league both agreed to be bound by the arbitrator's decision and that Commissioner Roger Goodell had acted within his authority. U.S. District Judge David Doty tossed out an arbitrator's ruling last year, saying the arbitrator overreached his authority. Peterson was suspended under the league's personal conduct policy following a charge of child abuse after he disciplined his son with a wooden switch. He wound up playing only 1 game for the Vikings that season. In basketball news, the Oklahoma City Thunder have retained half of their dynamic duo. A person with direct knowledge of the deal says that Russell Westbrook and the Thunder have agreed to a 3-year, $85.7 million contract extension that runs through 2020-2021. The 5-time All-Star averaged 23.5 points, almost 8 rebounds, and over 10 assists last season as Oklahoma City reached the Western Conference Finals before blowing a 3-1 lead against Golden State. Westbrook also piled up 18 triple-doubles last season, tying Magic Johnson for the most in the last 30 years. That signing comes just 1 month after All-Star Kevin Durant left the Thunder for a free agent contract with the Warriors. The Thunder made it a top priority to make sure they kept Westbrook. In golf, Jerry Kelly fired a 6-under-64 and has a share of the first-round lead with Vaughn Taylor and Andrew Loop at the Travelers Championship near Hartford. Kelly started his round on the back nine, sinking a 45-foot putt for eagle on the 6th hole of the day. Taylor strung together 5 consecutive birdies starting on the 12th hole and shot a 30 on the back nine, while Loop had 7 birdies and a bogey as he seeks his first PGA Tour victory. John Rahm, Ben Martin, and Mark Leishman are all one stroke back. And the longtime director of the Drake Relays is leaving. Brian Brown and his wife, Natasha Kaiser Brown, are taking jobs at the University of Missouri in Columbia. Brian Brown led the Relays for 11 years and is credited with expanding its scope in the Des Moines Metro. Des Moines native and Olympic silver medalist Natasha Kaiser Brown has guided the Drake track and field program for 15 years. Brian will be an assistant athletic director at Missouri, where he earned his master's and doctorate degrees. Natasha will be an associate head coach for track and field at the school from which she graduated. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.